and death, sin and righteousness, peace and wrath. Any contrast in the life of man as a moral human being between goodness and righteousness and sin and rebellion and so forth, the every answer we find in Christ. He is the tree of righteousness. He has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He is the head of over all things to the church. And in him is a way. When Jacob is a picture and a figure in a way of Israel, and he's the father of Israel, and Jacob was the father, out of him came the nation of Israel. And Israel, of course, is a type of spiritual Israel, of all believers. And when Jacob went to sleep that night out in the desert and put his head on a stone, he said he saw heaven open and a ladder going up to heaven. And he saw angels ascending and descending back and forth into heaven. And Jesus made reference to that. And he said, you shall see angels descending and ascending upon the Son of Man. And so Jesus is the way. He's the ladder to heaven. He is the way and the only way. And the angels ascending and descending into heaven attend unto him and unto the members of his body. And all things have been made for him, and all things are for him and to him. And though he made all things, yet they were made for him and for his pleasure. And so the Lord is the way, and he is the life, and he is the truth. And that's why he said that no man cometh unto the Father but by me, because he is the only way. Adam, the first man, sinned and brought us into death. By disobedience, he brought us into death. And the second man, by obedience, got us out of that death. And so by man came sin, and by man came righteousness. And the Lord is said to be our righteousness. And so his righteousness he has made unto us. The Apostle Paul says that of God ye are in him. Of God ye are in Christ. And Christ is made unto us then wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And so to the believer, the preaching of the cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God. We see in Christ how God has redeemed us from our fallen condition, how that God has brought us again from under the curse of the law by making his Son, his only Son, a curse for us. The gospel tells us about all of these wonderful things that has been done for us, and it's all in Christ. It's all through Christ. And so then, he is the ladder. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is our husband. He is our maker. He is our captain. He is our elder brother. He is the shepherd of the sheep. He's everything. He's all and in all. He's everything that the church of God stands in need of. And so when he died and fulfilled the law, and when he raised from the dead and came out a victor over death, over hell, over the grave, and he said, behold, I am alive. I was dead, but I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys to death and hell. And so he's prepared the way. He's prepared everything that we stand in need of. He's delivered us from the curse of the law. He's delivered us from the penalty of death for our sins. He's conquered death and the grave. And it says, and that old grave, where is thy victory? And old death, where is thy sting? Our Lord Jesus Christ has conquered it all. He's come and performed for us what we could not do for ourselves. And therefore he said, if I live, ye shall live also. And your life is hid with Christ in God. And when he who is our life shall appear, we shall appear with him. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be like, but when we see him, we shall be like him. And these bodies then shall no more be corruptible bodies. They will not be sown in weakness and sown in dishonor and sown a dead body. They will be raised incorruptible. They will be raised in glory. They will be raised in power. And this gospel that tells us about it to God's children is food and drink to them. The apostle says, the Lord says, feed my sheep and feed my lambs. And the little lambs of God and the sheep of God need to hear the gospel that they might hear and might believe. And in believing, they trust. Because what they believe, the truth of God is sealed to them by the Spirit of God. And it's sealed in their hearts forever, and it's theirs. And it's the earnest of the inheritance that we are to inherit later on. It's the earnest of the Spirit. We have received already the Spirit of adoption, but the time is coming when we shall receive the adoption itself. That is to wit, the adoption of these bodies. These very bodies are fashioned after the first man, the first Adam, that is corruptible, must return to dust, shall be fashioned like unto the glorious body of the second Adam, the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. And we shall be fashioned like unto that glorious body. And then where he is, there shall we be. He's gone. He has prepared the place for us. And he did it, beloved, by conquering the enemy of death, hell, and the grave. And the last enemy that he shall conquer is death. And it has been conquered. And in that day, that last day, there's going to be a last day, beloved. Sometimes I wish it would hasten on. But there's coming a last day. And in that day, the dead shall rise. There shall be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. And God shall come with his holy angels in flames of fire, declaring vengeance on them that know not God and believe not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, this godless, atheistic, evolutionistic world then will see who is the only potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords. He dwelleth now in the light that no man approacheth unto. He's in the light that no man can look at directly. It's so bright it would blind you, beloved. You couldn't see him for the light. It's so brilliant. But in that day he shall appear, and it says that every eye shall behold him. And they that pierced him also. That sounds like to me the resurrection already. Those that pierced him are dead. They've been dead for years. But it says that every eye shall see him. And they also that pierced him. And all the nations shall groan because of him. Just think of it, beloved, that these that are so proud in their evolutionary atheistic world today, when they see him coming in the cloud. You know, he was caught up in the presence of 500 brethren at one time. He ascended in a cloud of glory, and two angels appeared and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus whom you seen taken up shall come in like manner." But when he comes this time, I suppose just those 500 or more brethren there saw him go up. But it says when he comes, that every eye shall see him. And all the nations of the earth shall groan because of him. Sometimes I fear I might groan myself. Sometimes I think I'll be happy when I see him. And I shout, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Sometimes when I look at my blackened heart, I think, oh Lord, how can I stand? If thou should mark his iniquity, who could stand? No man could stand. No man could stand. But thank God he's conquered death and put away our sins, never to be remembered against us no more. That's a hard thing to believe, you know. That's a hard thing to believe. Oh, how I love to believe it and think about it. But sometimes it's hard to accept it. That all my sins have been put away. And I stand like a pure, innocent soul before my God. Because of what Jesus has done. What the Son of Mary in that holy, harmless, and sinless body. The work he performed. He said, I came down from heaven to do the will of my Father. The cup that he gave me to drink, shall I not drink it? Peter said, Lord, far be it from thee to do such a thing as this. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. For you savorest the things of men and not the things of God. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we have. He would not be turned. He put his face towards Calvary like flint. And he would not be turned. The devil tried every trick he knew of. Just like he did when he come to Adam and Eve. But he would not be turned. Would not be turned. Having loved his own, he loved them to the end. Beloved, I believe he still loves his own. He loves his church. He knows who they are. He knows where they are. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And the Lord is good, and he is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trusteth in him. He knows every heart that's put its trust in him. He knows every one that humbly pleads to save them from their sins, to deliver them from the great enemy, the enemy who has the power of death, that old devil, Satan, that old serpent, the dragon. May God add his blessings to his precious word, and may it prosper his church to live on until he comes again, that the gospel of the light of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ might shine on and on and on, and God's people might see him who is their life until he comes, and trust in him and feed upon him forever and forever, and be a little witness wherever they are in this dark world of the wonderful Savior that God has provided for them in the person of Jesus Christ. What shall we sing, brethren? The church. Number 176. Page 176. The church doors are published open. There's one or more here today would love to follow their Lord in baptism and join the church here at Reedsville. We'll give you that privilege while we assemble together. Sing when you're ready.
Jesus, lover of my soul, while the tempest is still.
be long served and be great up here. We'll invite everybody to stay and keep much service if we possibly can. Then after lunch, we'll have our conference meeting ready for our conference meeting. The Lord Living and Elder Dickerson will be with us at Pine Church on Friday night, the 24th of this month. And he'll be with the church at New Creek at their Saturday afternoon regular conference meeting service at 1:30, and then Sunday morning at 10:30. Brother Hanley has an announcement.
Brother Harold Hunt, Heaven Walking at Monticello Church last first Sunday. And I have a note from him, and he wants to announce that there will be a meeting at the Smoky Mountain Primitive Baptist Church. That's near Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And Elder Sonny Powell will fill a pulpit down on Monday and Tuesday. And Wednesday and Thursday nights, November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they'll have their 15th annual three-day meeting at the convention center. And I'm going to lay this on the up at the front. If anyone is interested in it, it goes on to tell that they have made arrangements with the Mountain Valley Tribal Lodge for a special rate for this meeting. If anyone is interested, I'm going to lay this note here on the table. Also, we want to thank Sister Louise Stanley and her family for the flowers that were placed in the church this morning. Thank you.
Elder Walker, who was with us last Sunday night communion meeting, has promised to fill in for me next second Sunday here at Nancy Street. Now, any other announcements? If not, we bow with us. We ask the Lord to dismiss us, most kind and merciful Heavenly Father. It's again that we bow in thy presence, desiring to thank thee, dear Lord, for the many mercies and blessings that thou bestowed upon us through Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And our Father, we thank you again for the privilege we have of assembling ourselves together and of hearing and believing thy precious gospel and the promises contained therein. We thank you, dear Lord, for the church, which is a pillar and ground of the truth, the church of the living God. How we thank thee, our blessed Father and our Lord, for the privilege of belonging to thy church. And now, Father, we pray that thou would bless the church here at Reedsville and each church that's represented here today and each home that's represented here. As we've taken the part in hand, we pray, Lord, thou would go with us as we go our several ways. Be our light in darkness and our strength in weakness. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.